Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Brian Roberts. Batting second. The third baseman, Manny Macardo. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Davis. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Adam Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Nick Markakis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Wieters. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Nate McLouth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, J.J. Hardy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ryan Flaherty. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Zach Britton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Michael Bourne. Batting second. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ryan Rayburn. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Aviles. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Drew Stubbs. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Zach McAllister. And now, play ball. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Macardo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Macardo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields the ball and throws to Britton covering. Safe. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Bourne moves to second. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kipnis bunts towards third. Macardo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bourne moves to third. Swisher moves to second. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana strikes out. One out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gomes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bourne scores. Swisher moves to third. Kipnis moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Macardo fields it and throws to home to get Swisher. Kipnis moves to third. Gomes moves to second. Two outs. Ryan Rayburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rayburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Markakis. Rayburn reaches second base with a double. Kipnis scores. Gomes scores. Cabrera moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aviles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cabrera scores. There goes Rayburn trying to get to home. McLouth throws the ball into Wieters, who tags Rayburn, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 4-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jones is hit by the pitch. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McAllister fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McAllister. Jones moves to second. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Markakis for the out. Jones moves to third. One out. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wieters strikes out. Two outs. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McLouth hits a line drive into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bourne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bourne strikes out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Flaherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flaherty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stubbs. Flaherty reaches second base with a double. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Macardo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Macardo is 0-for-1 in the game. Macardo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana strikes out. One out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gomes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gomes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kipnis moves to second. Kevin Gausman now pitching. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera strikes out. Two outs. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rayburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rayburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1. Indians. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Markakis is 0-for-1 in the game. Markakis strikes out. two outs. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wieters is 0 for 1 in the game. Wieters hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aviles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aviles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McLouth. Aviles reaches second base with a double. Drew Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs bunts towards the mound. Gausman catches it and throws to second to double up Aviles. Two outs. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bourne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bourne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Nate McLouth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLouth is 0 for 1 in the game. McLouth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLouth for the out. One out. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stubbs. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Ryan Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Flaherty strikes out. Two outs. Brian Roberts batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Manny Macardo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hardy moves to third. Roberts moves to second. Manny Macardo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Macardo is 0 for 2 in the game. Macardo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Orioles, 4, Indians, 4. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Shaw now pitching. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Gomes and he is safe. Davis steals second. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Macardo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kipnis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Kipnis moves to second. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gomes is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gomes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McLouth. Gomes reaches second base with a double. Kipnis scores. Santana moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera is walked intentionally. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Santana scores. Gomes moves to third. Cabrera moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rayburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. McArdo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aviles hits a fly ball into right field. Marquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Carson now playing left field. Nick Marquez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marquez is 0-for-2 in the game. Marquez hits a pop-up towards third. Aviles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wieters is 0-for-2 in the game. Wieters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McLouth is 0-for-2 in the game. McLouth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cody Allen now pitching. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Rodriguez now pitching. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bourne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bourne strikes out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan Flaherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Flaherty strikes out. One out. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Manny McArdo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McArdo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McArdo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gomes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santana bunts towards third. McArdo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Josh Stinson now pitching. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomes is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Smith now pitching. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Markakis is 0-for-3 in the game. Markakis hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Johnson now pitching. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cabrera strikes out. 1 out. Matt Carson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Aviles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Perez now pitching. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wieters is 0-for-3 in the game. Wieters strikes out. 1 out. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McLouth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McLouth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hardy hits a line drive into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.